us again. We have several announcements to call to your attention, and the first one is to call on the chair of our council, Preston Smith. Ham and meatballs, and they bring sides. Preston, could we have everybody bring desserts and maybe sides? Thank you, Preston. I'll also remind you that the order forms for poinsettias are also out there in the narthex there on the table as the exit door, the front doors of the church. We hope you'll take those and make use of them as well. Also, I've learned to add to your prayer list that Betty Epting is in the hospital and is actually in the hospital in Asheville. So please remember and keep her in your thoughts and prayers as well as the ones that are already listed there. Greg Cross, you want to talk about Family Promise?
We're excited to be hosting again on the week of December 10th through the 16th. The sign-up board is in the narthex already, and if you have never volunteered, you'd like to know how you can fit in. You can contact Shannon Smith, Pat Crosby, Joe Giannardi, Carmen or myself, and we'll be glad to figure out how you can help. Any questions, see any of those questions?
Great. Thank you, Greg. And here's Sarah.
I was going to be a joke, you're going to say someone else's name. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are in November. It's crazy. Which means that our Williamsburg Christmas party is coming up. And there are a couple of different parts of that. Halloween, we just passed, and you all have that candy sitting in your house left over, and you're wanting to eat it, but then you're like, I shouldn't. Or our Williamsburg Christmas party.
Sarah. I want you to know that, as several people have come and said to me, what should I do with this candy, this leftover Halloween candy? And I tell them to put it on your desk. And they go, oh. So I'm concerned what it says about you that they... Let us prepare for our worship. One with the communion of saints in all times and places, let us confess our sin against God and one another. God, our merciful Redeemer, we confess the ways we live only for ourselves. We fail to see you in our neighbor's face. We turn our ears from voices that cry out. We pass by the hungry and the oppressed. In your great mercy, forgive our sin and strengthen us for service to all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Obviously, you weren't supposed to say that line. With a heart full of mercy and compassion, God saves us and forgives us all our sins. Christ, the dawn from on high, shines upon us, and by the light of the Holy Spirit, guides our feet into the way of peace. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us remember all the saints before God. We praise and bless you, O Holy Trinity. You have taught your church that it is an ageless communion of saints. We thank you for gathering those who faithfully waited in hope for the redemption you promised, and now for adding us who celebrate the love of your Christ for the redemption of the world. Prepare a place for us among those who are already with you. Help us to remember them as an encouragement to saintly living, exciting us to love in anticipation of an eternal reunion. We remember before you, O Lord, our relatives and friends who have entered the church triumphant. Kathy Allison, Martha Allison's sister-in-law. James E. Banahan, grandfather of Sarah Bowers. David Bartles, friend in Christ of Pat Crosby. Louise Berry, sister of Barry Stutz and aunt of Angela Lagroon. Judy Aylowine Boland, niece of Pawnee Shumpert. Mark Wheeler Bowers, nephew of Pawnee Shumpert. Ed Braun, Michelle Knight's father. Reverend Charles Brister, high school friend of David Abel. Jack Burks, friend of Jane and Larry Higgins. Helen Sheely Caton, cousin of Pawnee Shumpert. Sarah Clifton, Donna Gilbert's husband's aunt. Cynthia Marsh Counts, cousin of Pawnee Shumpert. George Michael Counts, Sr., cousin of Pawnee Shumpert. George Michael Counts, Jr., cousin of Pawnee Shumpert. Tommy Davis, friend of David and Evelyn Abel. Dwayne Denny, friend of Debbie Sudam. Ruby Dominic, sister-in-law of Helen Morris and aunt of Julie Pell and Ethel Stillebauer. Darcy Elkins, friend of Shannon Smith. Floy Long Ergel, cousin of Pawnee Shumpert. Mary Ergel, friend of Redeemer. Michael Fazio, brother of Paul Fazio. Nick Evans, brother of Cindy Peak and uncle of Andrew Peak. Adam Felker, great nephew of Helen Morris and cousin of Julie Pell and Ethel Stillebauer. John Flanagan, son-in-law of Don and Teresa Courtney. Edna Jaffel, grandmother-in-law of Amy Jaffel. Tom Gillespie, friend of Andrew Peak. Anna Lee Gordon, mother of Kathy Stutz and grandmother of Angela Lagroon. Luke House, friend of Andrew Peak. Mary Knudsen, mother of Mary Roddy and grandmother of Jason Roddy. Lorraine LaBelle, friend of Jim and Dottie Pappas. Eleanor Mann, friend of Dottie and Jim Pappas. Elizabeth G. Marshall, mother of Kathy Chartier. Debbie Newberg, friend of Dan and Fawny Lowe. Jeanette Nunnemaker, Jim Nunnemaker's mother. Grover Outlaw, neighbor of Pawnee Shumpert. Charles Pappas, brother of Jim Pappas. Peggy Peak, aunt of Andrew Peak and David Peak. Sarah Powell, sister-in-law of Helen Morris and aunt of Julie Pell and Ethel Stillebauer. Richard Plyler, friend of Jane and Larry Higgins. Hilda Harrison Render, sister-in-law of Pat Crosby. Robert Render, brother of Pat Crosby. Alexandria Sheely, friend of Fawny Lowe. Ethan Sheely, high school classmate of Pawnee Shumpert, Sarah Sheely, aunt of Debbie Sudam, Lloyd Snellgrove, uncle of Jim Boatwright, John Spearin, Jenny Spearin's father-in-law, Bob Utsi, friend of Jim and Dottie Pappas and Andrew Peak, Linda Potts Varner, friend of Connie and Hugh Davis, Amy M. Vick, daughter of Jim and Sandra DeVold, Patricia Warner, grandmother-in-law of Amy Jaffel, Pat Wagner, friend of Jim and Dot Pappas, Brett Williams, son of Evelyn Abel's co-teacher, Alan A. Woolery, brother-in-law of Ray and Betty Olson, Furman Youngener, father of Lucy Austin. Especially today, we remember and honor the members of our congregation who died during the past year, and in their memory, we reverently give thanks to God. Kenneth Brown. Ben Jaffel. Julia Higgins. Caleb Metz. Estella Reedy. Christ says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart.
And you will find rest for your souls.
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
And you will find rest for your souls."
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion, in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Seated, and would the children please come forward? Good morning.
Good morning.
Guess what I brought?
A sun.
A circle. That's right, a sun, you might say that. Actually, I'm going to teach you a new word today. Do you know what these are? These are called a nimbus. No, it's called a nimbus. And that's, can y'all say nimbus?
Nimbus.
Nimbus, very good. And I'm going to give you each a nimbus, and I'll tell you what they're for. Yes, yes. And here's the thing. Today, we call it All Saints Sunday. So, do you know what a saint is? What's a saint, Lily?
A saint is spirit.
Like a what? A spirit, okay. That's one way to think about it. What's another way of thinking about it? A saint, how about this? Is a saint a person who just does good stuff all the time? No. No, well, some people might think it is. And look out there. Do you see any saints?
No.
No? You know, don't see anybody out there with... Well, actually, that's the reason I brought the Nimbus for you, because if you look in art, like paintings and stuff...
I do art. I have a lot of amazing art.
Well, I'm glad you do. But if you look at some of the great artists over time, sometimes they might paint people from the Bible, stories from the Bible, they'll paint them. And around people's heads is a nimbus, a glow. It looks like a halo kind of thing.
So that's why
I brought you each your very own nimbus so that you can put it behind your head and look like a saint. There, don't we all look like saints? Yeah, there you go. See, you all got this glow around your head, and you can be a saint. And the truth is, today we remembered all those people in our lives that have died in the last year, because they're now saints with God up in heaven.
Mm-hmm. But, and the angels, God angels.
But do you know what? One of the other things about today, and the reason we call it All Saints, because... Is it just some of us that are saints with nimbuses? Or is it really everybody out there?
Everybody out there.
You're right. It's everybody out there too. God said, I love you and you are my child. And so when he does that, that means he makes us his saints. So we are God's saints. Every single one of us. Now,
do we get to have more? 'Cause you have a lot.
Now the thing is, with this nimbus behind your head of the five or six of us up here, I'm the only one that has this naturally when there's a light shining down on top, because I don't have any hair. So
you
it,
do have hair.
But not much, yeah. So, but you can take this and remember all day long that you are a saint of God, okay? So that's what I want you to remember, is that you are a saint because God loves you. And that God has made you his child. So that's what I want you to remember today. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks that you love us all and that your love is unending. Help us always to remember that we are your saints, made yours forever. Amen.
Amen.
All right,
go
in and serve the Lord.
A reading from Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. For all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. The article in the Washington Post on September 16, 2009, began with these words: "The king folds her own laundry, chauffeurs herself around Washington in a 1992 Honda, and answers her own phone. Her boss's phone, too." The article was about Peggy Lean Bartles, secretary to the Ghanaian embassy in Washington for 30 years. She's originally from Otuam, Ghana, a small city of about 7,000 people, and her story is a fascinating one. When the 90-year-old king of Otuam, Ghana, died, the elders did what they have always done, a ritual to determine the next king. They prayed and poured schnapps on the ground while they read the names of the king's 25 relatives. When steam rose from the schnapps on the ground, the name that they were reading at that moment would be the new king. And that's exactly what happened when they read Peggy Lean's name. So now, Peggy Lean is a king. Yes, a king, not a queen. When she pointed out to the elders that she was a woman, they replied by saying the office of king was the position that was open. When she goes back to Ghana, she has a driver and a chef and an 8-bedroom palace. She has power to resolve disputes, appoint elders, and manages more than 1,000 acres of family-owned land. "I'm a big-time king," she told the reporter. When she returned for her coronation, they carried her through the streets on a litter. She even wore a heavy gold crown. Paul Schwartzman, the reporter, wrote, "In the humdrum of ordinary life, people periodically yearn for something unexpected, some kind of gilded escape delivered perhaps by an unanticipated inheritance or a winning lottery ticket." I hope that story sounds familiar. Not because you've heard of Peggy Lean Bartles before, but because it's your story. In the midst of our yearning for something unexpected, some kind of gilded escape or deliverance by an unexpected inheritance or a winning lottery ticket, that's exactly what we have been given. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. It's an incredible love, a love that watches over us, a love that understands our sorrows and troubles, a love that reaches to us in strength and comfort and hope. God's is a love that never forsakes us, that holds us and bears us in His arms forever, that keeps us safe with the assurance that we are His. God is a refuge for us, where there is healing for our hurts, comfort for our hearts, balm for our souls, where nothing can ever separate us from His love. Not even death. That's the beauty and wonder of this All Saints Sunday. As we remember with sorrow all those who have died, as grief weighs down our hearts, deeper still, there is an abiding peace, an abiding joy. For we live in hope of Christ. We live in the assurance of God's all-surpassing grace, and that our loved ones have been welcomed into God's arms. And even more on this day, we celebrate that we are all God's saints, made righteous through His gift of an unexpected gilded inheritance. In the movie Toy Story 2, the heroes are Woody and Buzz Lightyear, two action-packed toys owned by a boy named Andy. The movie begins as Andy prepares for a week at cowboy camp. But just before he leaves, Woody's arm tears at the shoulder, so Andy leaves him behind. Feeling lonely and worthless, Woody wonders if he's nearing that time when a boy abandons his favorite toy for the next high-tech fad. While pondering his worthlessness, Woody sees some of his fellow toys being taken out to the family yard sale. As Woody attempts to rescue his friends, he is spotted by Al, a greedy toy collector. Al, recognizing Woody's incomparable value as an antique, steals him and takes him to Al's toy barn, where he is met by a cowgirl named Jessie, who is ecstatic at his arrival. Woody asks Jessie why anyone would make such a fuss over him. And so Jessie shows Woody a video. He watches in amazement as it dawns on him that the image on the TV screen is his own. He is the original Sheriff Woody, the rootinest, tootinest sheriff in the West. And he's the star of a popular 1950s TV show, Woody's Roundup. Woody, boggling over his identity, looks around the room filled with lunch boxes and kids' toys and records albums and even a yo-yo that bears his likeness. "Just look at all this," he says. And Jessie responds, "Don't you know? You're valuable property." Well, I hope that story sounds familiar. Not because it's Woody's story or Peggy Lean's story, but because it's your own. We stand in awe and wonder on this All Saints Sunday in the sudden realization of God's incredible, all-encompassing love for us, that we are His saints, that we are His children. You are valuable property, the rootinest, tootinest thing God has going. Jesus died for you. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. God His own doth tend and nourish, in His holy courts they flourish. From all evil things He spares them, in His mighty arms He bears them. Thank you.
Gathered together, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Wondrous God, your gift of grace to us astounds us. To live each day in the warmth of your love, to receive your divine favor, to respond in lives of grace to each other is a gift beyond compare. As we travel the journey of our lives from birth to death, lead us in lives devoted to you. Abide with us, and may we abide with you forever. Lord, in your mercy, loving Father of us all, we thank you now for those who have gone before us and who now rest in you. Thank you for giving us our families and friends who gave us love and a place to belong. Thank you for all your saints throughout history and all over the world, those known to all and those known only to us. Their example of faith serves to inspire us in our faith. Their courage in faith calls us to stronger commitment to you. Their trust strengthens our trust and builds hope in our hearts. We have cared for them, and we continue to entrust them to your mercy. Now and always, help us to lead lives as your faithful saints, called and made pure by you. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, we are indeed so thankful for your love. Be now with all those who struggle to see your hand in life. Bless all in need, loving Savior, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all the living, fill our hearts now and anew with hope. Today we celebrate your victory. In your love, help us now to know that you claim us now and forever as your children. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray. Trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Creator God, you made everything, and you provide for every need. The bread we break, the wine we pour, come from you. As we eat and drink with thanksgiving, fill us with your love. Let that love flow through us to others, and join us to the saints before us in a holy and boundless communion. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of the saints, you show us the hope of our calling, and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with all the saints, with the choirs of angels and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy and mighty, holy and immortal, surrounded by evil and bordered by death, we appeal to you, our sovereign, our wisdom, and our judge. We praise you for Christ, who proclaimed your reign of peace and promised an end to injustice and harm. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, the sacrifice of his life and death and the victory of his resurrection, we await with all the saints his loving redemption of our suffering world. Send your Spirit on these gifts of bread and wine and on all who share in the body and blood of your Son. Teach us your mercy and justice and make all things new in Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, in this meal you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come. Keep us faithful to you, that we, with all your saints, may at length celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
32. Last month it lit up. First time.
Out there?
Yeah, one was like one from here. To clean that.
No, I was cleaning the rail.
Oh, okay.
I was cleaning the rail.
This is what I was talking about.
Oh, I gotcha.
But the cloth that we put on top of it, this pretty much is just going to have to be taken off and laundered, but usually.
That's what they were saying.
Cindy.
But I used to do it a long time ago.
Cindy wasn't here today, and I know that her mother is very ill.
Yeah, she was saying that her mom was really ill. She's in hospital.
Right.
That's what she did with us too. Yeah. I was cleaning this and then wiping it. But then I noticed there was some stuff on this. I was all over the time.
I can't say if I even looked at that part of it last week.
I just noticed it when I was cleaning. Well, thank you for your help.